Well, the controversy in Washington over the commission investigating the September 11th attacks drew headlines this week. News analyst Daniel Shore was following other developments in Congress.
Spellbound by the Condoleezza Rice-Richard Clark duel, you may have missed the quiet insurrection in progress on Capitol Hill. Normally, a president whose party controls both chambers of Congress pretty much gets his way, but not lately. The Hill newspaper reports that the decision to have Rice testify in public under oath was prompted, at least in part, by concerns among House Republicans about the administration's position. On important legislation, the administration has recently found Congress slipping out of control. Yesterday, the Senate voted 78-20, including 31 Republicans, to add $6 billion for child care programs that the White House hadn't asked for. Majority Leader Bill Frist was among those who voted with the Democrats. The House leadership barely managed to get a 209-209 tie vote to defeat a Democratic proposal seeking to limit the ability of Congress to enact new tax cuts. The White House has had to resort to a veto threat to block a $275 billion transportation bill that has the blessing of House Speaker Dennis Hastert. The administration has also been unable to get agreement on a bill that would ease the burden of pension payments on employers. And perhaps most surprising of all, Chairman Bill Thomas of the House Ways and Means Committee has agreed to a Democratic demand for a hearing on the withholding of high Medicare projections until after the administration's bill was passed last year. The star witness will be Medicare actuary Richard Foster, who has said that he was threatened with being fired if he disclosed the Medicare figures that might have imperiled passage of the bill. Medigate is being called by congressional Democrats, and what is surprising is how little support the administration is getting from Republicans. Worried about deficits, worried about spending cuts, worried about the fallout from the 9/11 investigation, many Republicans seem to be putting some distance between themselves and the president. This is Daniel Shore.